Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Let's get out!
Now, here's
Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
Come on, Peloton. You can do it. Keep up. This is one of those songs where it could have been used for, like, jazzercise or exercising with Beverly, whatever it was called.
John Baisdell.
Did you ever hear this part, Jimmy? It never
I
made it this
the
far.
First part, yeah. I recognize this.
NWA Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Theme song. I never heard it fully break down like this.
Tonight, wrestling. From the brown box.
Braves baseball tomorrow night. Followed by Twib with Malala. Oh, yeah. By the way, I alluded to this earlier. Fat Boy's maybe even more so than Nine. He doesn't like when I pull out my phone and act like I'm going to video him or take a picture. But would it be okay to live stream you taking the shot of chili? Whenever you decide to do the shot of chili that Nine brought into you.
Oh, you going to do it here or you going to save it for lunch?
It's up to you. I'm asking.
I mean, we could.
It's okay.
Like, if I do it here, I may have to immediately go home. I may have to break some speed and rules to go home.
See, I think Fatboy don't want to eat any chili and then have to drive all the way to Clemson from Greenville.
Fatboy, does part of you think that Nine added some kind of laxative, some kind of colorless, odorless laxative to that chili shot that he brought you?
I mean, I don't think so.
It's chili. You don't need to.
That's true.
You make it right.
You don't have to, man. You just cook it. It's good to go.
We're usually pretty good about not crossing into that territory, you know, messing with each other.
Yeah.
Which, you know, thank God.
I wouldn't mess with anybody's food and give it to them. We used to work with a guy who did that, and I hope he dies.
Oh, yeah. Like right now.
He got lucky a few times.
Well, with all that said.
So I do want to eat it.
The reason that we're calling it a shot of chili is because Nine brings in food, and then Fatboy says, hey, you used to bring in some for me, and then Nine brought some in one time, and Fatboy was not happy with the portion size. So this time, just to be an a-hole, Nine brought in the smallest Tupperware I think that they sell.
The only thing I had would have been smaller would have been if I just saran wrapped a shot glass.
It's like a ramekin.
Which I thought about.
I mean, like, the first time he thought, you know, he was being nice, he'd bring some in, but, like, you know how we eat. It wasn't more near enough. It was gone in, like, 4 or 5 bites. This was going to be gone in one swallow.
Big-ass bites.
See,
you're using a wooden spoon. You got off your grandma's kitchen wall.
Now, if you were sitting there having some of the chili, how long will you eat the chili? How long does that, because I saw the big old pot of chili.
Several days.
How long does a turkey keep? Because we're eating, can I still eat turkey?
Yeah, you still.
Okay.
You still.
Yeah.
If you're having some of the chili, Jamie, and you're sitting there watching Friday the 13th, 8, or you're watching
probably South Park,
something on HBO Max, you drop a clump on the carpet and one of the dogs goes for it, do you let them have it because of what it's going to do to their stomachs?
No, I don't. They both have sensitive stomachs, so I can't let them have it. I got to be careful what I give them. They can't have like seasoned meat. They can't have chili and stuff. It's bad for them. They got sensitive tummies already. Got to keep on their special food. Because one of them has IBS, and the other one, well, she might have it too, because they both have had stomach problems when they were younger. So I keep them on a pretty strict diet.
I don't know that I've ever had a dog that didn't have IBS.
Yeah, but I have a problem in the mornings when I get up, and this really sucks. Is when I wake up in the morning, you know how I say I never wake up because I always wake up before my alarm clock goes off.
Yeah, like this morning you were tweeting at 2:45.
Yeah, I got up at 2:30, 2:45 this morning. The thing is, whenever I wake up in the morning, it's because I have to go to the bathroom and it wakes me up. So I have to go real bad. But the problem is, there's my dog Marshall. When I wake up, he wakes up, and we both got to go real bad. So
do they, either one of them sleep in the bed with you, Marshall or Inga?
Inga sleeps right beside me.
Both big German shepherds.
Yeah, Inga sleeps right by me. Marshall keeps a little more distance. He would like to get closer, but Inga kick his ass.
Does Inga, this isn't going to lead anything gross. Does Inga keep you warm at night?
She's very warm, yeah.
Yeah.
A very warm
dude,
dog.
I was going to say, you know. You,
furry animal.
You know, my mind in the gutter kind of thing. But do you ever, like, you know.
All about it.
You ever, no. You ever wake up and you're almost using Inga as a body pillow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Hug up on that dog all the time. Spoon my dog. I love doing that.
You ever do it upside down?
No, usually not. No. No, yeah, I don't mind because I have way more gas than she does.
Oh.
So Marshall will rip a bad poot, man. I mean awful.
Dogs love farts.
I wish they had sounds. You know, it's like I need some kind of warning. Like
that
the other day.
In my face and I about gagged.
I thought.
I ain't been eating poop.
Bear. Ripped one. I thought that I could, you know how they'll say cats can smell death?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm becoming a cat.
Yeah,
it smells
are.
Like something's dead in here. Or the heat just came on. Is that weird smell?
Yeah.
I wish that it would have, like some noise.
Did you see his hair blowing?
Some kind of, the tail would move. Which, by the way, he just got his butthole shaved the other day because of the irritant.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
And poor thing. God.
He had to do it?
He basically gets a Brazilian, that dog.
It's pretty much. No, I take him over to the pet store.
It's a dog Brazilian.
I went to pick him up the other day. He had his big old black witch's cone on his head, like a witch's hat upside down.
Mm-hmm.
He gets so excited when they bring him out that he just pees everywhere, all over the floor. I mean, a circle the size of about yay big.
Oh, that's a lot.
Look down at your radios.
That's
about
a
this
lot.
Big. And I know that they're going to clean it up, but I say, hey, if you give me some towels, I'll get this. No.
But you don't want to get it.
No.
You had no
it's
intention.
Like the
that was a lie you told them because you had no intention of getting it.
But had
if
she
they'd given
had
you paper towels, you only would have done it because she called you bluff.
I said I would be glad to do this.
You she's wouldn't like, be glad. No. That's the lie.
It's like that when you crack your windshield, the guy comes out and he's like, hey, she goes for the money. He's like, mm-mm.
I got you.
Well, got this.
I got you on this. If she handed you the paper towels, would you feel glad or would you feel kind of mad inside?
Or straw. Either way, you'd be mad.
I wouldn't have tipped her.
Yeah.
But that it was one of those things where it's like, oh God,
yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. But look, he's so excited to see me. He peed everywhere.
He did. That's good, awesome. Kind of, I mean, it's good that he's that excited to see you, but it's bad that he pees everywhere.
I'm glad he did it there and not in the car.
Good thing you don't do that when you walk in the house at home. That would be bad.
Right.
But yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I got to go bad, and so does Marshall the dog. So it leads to a very bad problem where one of us has to hold it. And it's hard to do when it's that urgent. You know, it's a very urgent need when I wake up. And it is for him, too, apparently. So either I go out and risk messing myself, or I go to the bathroom and risk him going on the floor.
Which one would be the tougher cleanup?
Me would be. I would be the tougher cleanup. I would.
Make a new subfloor.
Yeah. As it is, he's very easy to clean up after, if that does happen. Very solid.
I was going to say, if he wasn't such a big dog, you could go sit down on the toilet. Allow him out the window.
That would be awesome.
You could just hold it while you go number two yourself.
I wish there was a way, but there's no way. He won't go without me. I can't let him out and then go back to the back. I can't. There's no way. There's no way around this.
What about an outhouse?
That might work. If I had an outhouse in the backyard, that might would work.
What about that moon on it?
What about that fake patch of grass you can put in the bathroom?
Maybe. I don't know. For me or for him?
Oh, you won. You can watch each other go.
Should I put the fake patch of grass in the bathroom, or should I just put a toilet in the backyard?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
It is going to be cold in the morning. I don't want that.
I'm saying,
man. Imagine going outside, it's 25 degrees, and you sit bare-assed on some porcelain. Oh.
Wait, you think you're going to have a you have an outhouse, but it's going to have a porcelain commode inside?
No, I was just talking about putting an old toilet in the backyard. I wasn't talking about an outhouse.
Nothing to hide it?
No, just...
No cubicle or anything?
If you took a dump
up at 3.
If you took a dump in the yard, you'd be on peoplepiedmont.com.
Really. I'm the only person in that neighborhood awake at 3, except the ones who've been up all night doing drugs.
Let me tell you what my dumb neighbor did. They have a rule in the covenant, which is so stupid, that you can't keep your trash can outside your garage area or something. So you could open the garage door and tuck it away there in the garage and close it, or you could go spend $300 to build a cubicle beside your garage to put your trash can in. To appease these sons of bitches in the neighborhood.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I was like, dude, I didn't say this to him because... Okay, I fought it as I saw him building it. I was like, you could just put it right in there. But to appease these people, you're building an outhouse for your trash can.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, down the road, I told you about the other neighbors that are having work done in their house. They have a literal outhouse in their yard now because they have workers there every day.
Oh, Port-a-John.
They don't want to. They've decorated it for Christmas. The Port-a-John.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be awful. After a little bit.
Well, it's not hot now.
I get why you would want people troping in and out of your house and all that stuff, especially with the, you know, this old virus we got going on. You know, that kind of thing. But it just looks weird. Right there. Front yard. Like I was expecting some kind of Christmas Vacation reference. No. It's real Bordejohn.
Does he go pretty quick, or does he take his time and walk around?
It depends. My neighbor? Sometimes if he's got to go bad in the morning, he usually goes pretty quick. But... Again, sometimes, man, it doesn't matter how quick he goes. It takes too long.
I'll take the dog out when I go home, but I won't always pick it up. I'll tell my wife I don't know if she went, and she'll pick it up when she gets home. But like, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, well, I'd let him out in my fence yard and let nature do its thing.
Yeah,
animals come and take care of most of it. I think it gets eaten.
Right.
I try to catch it on the way out.
Yeah.
No, it'll burn your hand.
Very warm.
Don't let them pee in there. The pee is worse. The pee will, it's like pouring like battery acid on your grass.
Well, they got to pee somewhere. Where are they supposed to pee?
Sandwich bag? I don't know.
I'm saying in the backyard, not the front.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's judging your backyard.
Well.
They're not.
I got a nice backyard, huh?
Nobody was caring about the Joneses in their backyard. It was their front yard.
I try to take mine up to the fence because the property beside it, you can kind of scooch it through.
Yeah, okay.
Like they did it.
What, are you kicking it through the fence?
Well, there's a bunch of pine straw up there, so you can kind of cover it and then boot it.
Jesus. You are kicking it through the fence.
You should go out there with like a sand wedge.
Isn't covering it and kicking it into another property more work than just picking it up?
No, because, you know, you got to take a bag and you got to walk it all the way down to the dumpster thing.
Carry a square sod with you, lay it on top of it, and just smush it down.
That's true. Hide it under some patio furniture cushions.
I don't like the mail lady. I like to let her, you know, go behind the mailboxes, but you can't do that anymore.
Tell everybody, no, don't pick it up. It's a scavenger hunt for the church.
A geocaching Duke.
Yeah. It ain't real. It's one of them gimmicks like a Dollywood will squirt you in the face with water.
Yeah. Remember the thing everybody's looking for Pokemon down in the – yeah, now they're looking for the other one.
Pokemon.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Jimmy. I can't tell if you're dancing because you got to go number two, if your stomach's hurting, or you're excited about the news you're about to present.
Man, isn't it weird how sometimes talking about something makes you have to do that thing?
I mean, I could.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to talk about threesomes.
Like, you talk about food, you get hungry. You talk about going to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. It's the strangest thing. But in news, I have good news for overweight people. Overweight, obese, fat as hell, any of those, good news for you.
They can't charge more for Double X Church now. Is he legal at shaming?
Well, they still can for 3X.
So. Son of a bitch. All right, we'll find out more on that. Fat people.
Radio.com.
This is the
Rise Guys
Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I want to buy your laugh. I want to option your laugh. I want to have a greeting card line that when you open it up, there's a funny little message on there, and then some kind of sound plays.
Oh. Which one do you want?
Let me see. Happy birthday, Lordy, Lordy. Look who's forwardy.
That's appropriate for that.
Nifty, nifty. Look who's 50. Open the card. Yeah. That would scare an older person, though. It sounds like a machine gun.
What about one that says... You're over the hill. Give me a whole line.
Hey, never mind. I'll buy my own. Wait a minute. Intercom wants too much. Jim, over to you.
If they're really old, you should get them a Burt Reynolds laugh in a card.
Yeah.
We'll get to the great news for fat people in a minute, but first we're going to go to Florida, where a guy did something weird, if you can believe that. A 50-year-old guy named Paul Kajek from St. Petersburg. Some people call it St. Pete. I personally am not on a first-name basis with him, so St. Petersburg.
I never thought about St. Petersburg, Florida, and then Mother Russia's St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a connection?
Probably the same St. Peter.
I know all the Nazis went to Bama.
Probably the same St. Peter.
There wasn't a General Tampa?
He's a rabbit, St. Peter.
No, Tampa is in honor of the cigars.
Were the real pirates, like Gasparilla and all that? Is that what that's from? Old pirate festival they have?
Pirate Gasparilla?
It's like some festival they have. Everybody gets drunk and dresses like a pirate.
St. Peter was
fall for Greenville.
Was the first pope and a bunny rabbit. Not many people know that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, though, he's just in St. Petersburg. He got very drunk at a bar on Saturday night. So a bunch of people stopped him from driving.
Smart move.
They're good people, man.
Yeah.
Good people.
What if you had to punch someone out, like physically knock them out cold to keep them from driving home drunk?
How drunk do you have to be for a bunch of people at a bar to notice you're too drunk to drive? Basically, how drunk do you have to be for a bunch of other drunk people to notice you're way too drunk to be getting in a car and physically stop you from driving away?
What a buzzkill.
You got to be pretty tanked.
Yeah. it turns into they quit drinking and it turns into an intervention. Oh, you've ruined everybody's night.
You're getting intervention from drunk people.
Yeah,
you're
that's
that
not
tore
good.
Up. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. He got very drunk at a bar and Paul didn't want them to stop him. So they called him a cab. They stopped him driving. The police came and called him a cab. But Paul didn't want to take the cab. Oh, you got this?
Yeah, you want to hear him?
Yeah, I got this. Yeah, here we go.
I got it. I know.
I knew. You're such a liar.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
That's all you got? I was getting to that part where it would have added context before you played that.
They do this. Never mind.
That was a premature button push.
Just between the weeds. I don't need to sound dry.
So Paul started yelling at the cab driver, then punched him in the face, jumped out of the cab, started dancing in the street, and then yelled, quote, "You white mother blankers," followed by,
"Now you
play it."
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Followed by, "I'm Rick James, bitch."
Mother lovers?
Wow.
Paul himself is white. He's also 6'3", 300 pounds, and bald.
Now, wouldn't you just let him put the keys in, then stop him, and then call Rob? So you got a case now?
That's I don't what know. You
do. Help your buddies out. Keep business going.
Rob should come out with his own line of steering wheels. Seriously, like it says his phone number on there or his face is right there on the, not that you'd sit there and punch Rob in the face and blow the horn, but like a reminder. Like I want to blow Rob's face before I can start the, you know, for the breathalyzer.
Can you cut that before he said his face?
Oh, yeah, see, I did that because I knew where your mind was. Because mine is often there as well.
When's the last time you heard somebody yell, "I'm Rick James, bitch"? Because in 2003-ish, or 4, maybe, or 5, somewhere in there, man, every drunk white dude went around screaming that top of his lungs for months.
Yeah.
It was before memes, that's what it was that.
And then after that, it was like, "Blank your couch."
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the Prince basketball.
Yeah.
That's still...
Or they yelled out, "Charlie Murphy."
Yeah. Yeah, they just yelled, "Charlie Murphy."
Tyler Murphy.
Yeah.
Prince playing basketball was the best Chappelle in my mind.
It was good.
That I can talk about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not for me to talk about some of them, but that one right there, that was great.
Can't watch it no more.
No. Paul Mooney's still living. Charlie Murphy dead. Prince dead. Most of the people who are subjects of the show are dead, but Paul Mooney and Chappelle still alive.
God, Mooney, man. What a career nobody talks about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish Dave Chappelle wasn't so high and mighty with money right now. I want him to be on Cameo, and I want to pay him like $200 to dress as Prince and throw pancakes at me.
How is Paul Mooney simultaneously so funny and so pissed off all the time?
I don't know, man, but it works.
He's so funny and so angry.
Well, you'll find out the next chapter of my book.
Okay. You want to go ahead and do the good news for fat people now?
Yeah, I was going to say, you were talking about people who are not very healthy, and you're making them wait even longer.
Well, they hopefully they're waiting on lunch.
When I say them, I mean us. Yeah. We.
There's been a newer sort of realization about the large role. That's a joke.
That's not funny.
The large role played by obesity when it comes to people being at risk of a severe COVID-19 illness. So, this could play into what the CDC... is going to do with the vaccine. It could turn out that overweight people, obese people, morbidly obese people, anybody who qualifies in the realm of fat, may get moved up the list and get the vaccine sooner because, as it turns out, being a big fat person is one of the worst comorbidities you can have when it comes to getting that virus.
Comorbidities?
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life, and I'm shocked that I haven't.
You've heard it hundreds of times this year. You just don't remember.
Comorbidities.
When COVID was coming along, they talked about comorbidities all the time.
It's diabetes and morbidity?
Yes.
Jesus.
High blood pressure, diabetes, overweight, any of those things considered comorbidities.
Being good at sex.
Any illness you already have would be considered a comorbidity.
Good catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. System of a Down song, too.
They've finally admitted, I guess, to the seriousness of it. And here's a quote from a researcher at the University of North Carolina.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Obesity was ignored for the longest time, and overweight was completely ignored, end quote. So, on Tuesday, that's today, a panel of CDC advisors, they're going to discuss the groups who will get the vaccine first. That's according to the Washington Post. It's an emergency meeting. It's been called so that recommendations on priorities can be made to the public before the FDA makes their decision on the emergency vaccine.
It's going to go with fat nurse.
Yeah, but aren't like the rich and wealthy, powerful Congress senators, they'll get it first though? This is like public civilian first, not like, it's like the Xbox, you know, the rappers and the influencers and the NBA players got it before us peons.
It's also like getting tested. I mean, some people in their day-to-day lives have a hard time getting tested, got to wait in a long line, got to wait a long time to get their results back. Meanwhile, if you play with a ball for a living, you get tested 6 times a day and get your results back in 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. Watch out, lady porn stars.
Yeah.
It's going to go to all the fat nurses though, first.
Then again, when I got tested for it, they called me with my test results 20 minutes later, so I can't really say anything about the NBA players because I kind of got the same thing.
They sent me a picture of an iPad.
Yeah, me too.
Which I thought, I was kind of shocked by that. This is like somewhat like, are you supposed to be sending this to
me? They sent me a blurry-ass picture of an iPad, like she sneezed when she took it.
I had to, like, she stood 6 feet away from the iPad. I had to zoom in, like, oh, yes.
I almost lost an extra day of work because of the quality of the photo of the iPad.
I was just like, are you giving me some kind of inside information here? This is a picture of a laptop or an iPad.
Yeah, picture of a tablet.
Yeah,
I got an email I had to send 4 times.
Yeah.
You
did.
By the way, I need your login.
Have you wondered how much money you make if you do? Because McDonald's has done that weird stuff lately where they had the Travis Scott meal and then somebody else had their own meal.
Yeah, I can't say his name.
I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember who it was. Oh. Somebody else had their own meal too. But Travis, they had the Travis Scott meal where it's what he orders at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it in a combo. Turns out he made at least $5 million up front, and his McDonald's merchandise brought him another $15 million. So he made $20 million off that deal with the Travis Scott meal.
The nugget pillows?
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of wanted one.
But don't even look at the aftermarket prices on that stuff. Like, you go to StockX, it's like, $1,000. Are you kidding me? I bought Caitlin a flour tortilla blanket last year on Amazon for $10. It looks like a big.
I've seen those.
It looks
They're
like
nice.
A big burrito.
You burrito yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
great.
As far as I can tell, anything on StockX is mainly for stupid people spending other people's money. Because of the prices and what it is. That's where you can go in there and buy. Remember when Supreme put out literal bricks that had the Supreme logo on them? Now they sell for like $150 to buy one brick?
Yeah, but you have to think.
That's where you buy them, though, StockX.
It's the Agner Louis Vuitton for men. And I'm not saying that I'm okay with it, but I'm saying women have had luxury brands. Now some certain genre of dudes have it, and it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I can't get on board with dudes wearing $200 fanny packs around their chest like bandoliers. I can't get on board with this.
No, I used to have to wear it like that because it wouldn't fit around my waist. And people called me the F word for, things.
Well, I can't wear it like a bandolier. I can't wear a bandolier because it accentuates my boobs too much.
I actually have more room around my waist than I do from there to there because of my lady boobs. Or man boobs.
I think most people are broader around the chest than they are around the waist. If you look at them, dudes are very broad around the chest, but not around the waist.
Johnny Bravo, for instance.
Yeah, most people are broader around it. That's why measurements go like they do. The smallest one in the middle is the waist.
I look like a waffle cone.
Yeah.
This nugget. This pillow was $90. It was 3 feet long. J Balvin's the other guy. I don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. J Balvin. I saw a commercial for it or something during a football game, maybe.
The combo. I was like, this ain't enough food.
Yeah.
Have you had the Charles Stanley at Chick-fil-A? Oh, it's really good.
No, I haven't.
The Charles Stanley meal is great.
Trevor's also banked at least $1 million promoting the PS5. He's making a lot of money, but he's smart about it because right now it's really hard to make money as a musician. Really difficult.
He doesn't even have an album out, though.
I think it's especially hard right now in rap and pop music to be making money because you get a bunch of streams, but your fans aren't typically that. You know what? It's a lot of casual people listening to you who don't really give a damn if you're on the radio or not.
Right.
I think it's really hard. Really hard to do that if you're in those genres of music.
Yeah.
He's going to get in other places.
You go back and forth on it. Is it genre or genre?
Whatever I'm saying at the time.
But how do you feel in your heart?
I don't have a conviction on that.
Mm.
I wish I did.
I guess that's a mistrial, fat boy.
I wish
there's
I
no did. Conviction on Judge it. Derek. What do you say?
I were convicted on it.
Does it depend on the company you keep?
Yeah.
Genre?
Yeah, because some people you just have to say different types of music.
Yeah.
It's called Juanra in Mexico. A lot of people didn't know that till just now.
Remember, I hang out in Piedmont. I've been avoiding the Piedmont crowd lately.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Too much drama. Dude, the drama people are into right now is at unprecedented levels. This ain't a news story. It's just something I've observed. A lot of my friends are losing their minds right now, like losing their blank and all into all kind of drama and stuff.
I'm going to therapy this week.
You're not what I'm talking about.
No, thank you. Whew. I'm in therapy.
Yeah. Man, y'all just calm down. Take a breath. Relax. It's cool. You'll be fine.
Been a hell of a year, Jimmy.
It has, man. I think the stress is finally getting to people, and I'm kind of concerned because a lot of people are just losing it. Anyway.
Oh, God.
There you go. This is the theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
DMX is really popular in Piedmont, by the way.
It should be.
Incredibly popular in Piedmont.
What?
Speaking of DMX, how about another rapper in the news?
Uh-oh.
Wait, isn't
he get a deal with Arby's?
He's more of an actor now than he was a rapper. Ice-T.
Yeah.
Was Ice-T too hard on his father-in-law for getting COVID? Some people think Ice-T was a little harsh on the guy.
Coco's daddy.
The other day, he posted a picture of Coco's dad in the hospital getting oxygen, and he captioned it, quote, "My father-in-law was a serious no-masker. COVID hit him, pneumonia in both lungs, 40 days in ICU, close to death. Now he's on oxygen indefinitely. Oh, he's a believer now. Hashtag COVID is not a game," end quote.
Well,
that's pretty harsh. But
I want to say, what does Coco think? But we know in Ice-T's mind, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but about what he said, where's the lie?
Yeah, but the way he puts it, you know, he's like yelling, like, you should have worn a mask.
Yeah, I know.
The whole time.
Have you heard his music?
That commercial he did where he's playing the Xbox? Nuts,
this guy put out the song called Cop Killer, right?
Yeah, but then he plays a cop. It's
all an act, every bit of it. The pimp thing, act. Everything he does is an act.
Would we look at it differently if the guy was dying from lung cancer and he says, ha ha, he said I'll smoke and it won't bother me? We would look at that way different.
Yeah, we would. We would not have sympathy for the dying man then, but in this case, we do.
And it's the same thing. I mean, to a degree.
It is the same vein, yeah. Same vein, it is.
It's like when people say, hey, you should quit doing this. And I'm like, oh, really? You drink like a fish.
Well, it's like the Hedberg joke. Wasn't it the alcoholism is the only disease you get yelled at for? Something like that. Like he was on that tip before anybody else.
Yeah, it is the only disease you get yelled at for having.
STDs, a lot of times, you'll get yelled at for having.
Yeah, but addiction is one of those things that I can't deal with it. I can't put up with it. I can't be around it. So if it happens to somebody close to me, I'm done with them. That's just the truth of the matter. Cold as it may seem, I can't. I can't do it.
But you have everybody has an addiction. Where like I drink a crap ton I turn the label away from me because I don't want to see what's in my energy shot every morning. I mean, I'm aware of what's in it, but I know that there's certain things in here that are not good for me.
If that stuff was vodka, you'd be asleep by 8 o'clock.
I That's a lot.
You'd be passed out in a puddle of bodily fluid by 8.
We talked about buying stock in it.
They tell me to come in here all upbeat at 6 o'clock in the morning. Get all excited. Mm-hmm. You so excited to be there. Well, I'm going to need some caffeine, please.
Yeah.
If I go somewhere and don't see it, I'm like, was this guy here?
Everybody has their things. Yeah. Like, look, I've known people in my life. I know some people who very casually have used methamphetamine and maintained a job and kept their home and kept their car, and you never would have known.
And the teeth?
I don't know. I didn't know you could casually use
That's what I'm thinking. I've never heard of anybody casually using meth. Like, it's meth addict. It's never just casual method.
I know. I didn't think you could be casual about it. I've known some people who were casual about it apparently over a period of years.
What if you did meth and were in the trunk? Would you be a Muppet?
Maybe. But yeah, everybody has their addictions. It's just when it's a crippling addiction, it's hard to put up with.
Like if you're addicted to hanging out in the park, you know, at lunch for a couple hours at a time, going home.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. I'll meet you in the bushes.
Oh, you're talking about Milliken?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what? What movie are they referring to I haven't seen?
Then when people got mad at Ice-T about this, he added, quote, "If I'm willing to use a family member that I love as an example of someone coming close to death from a virus that I assume you think is fake, and I'm trying to warn people, then it must be serious to me."
Who said that, DJ Yalla?
Ice-T.
Oh.
Yeah. It was Ice. MC Ren.
Wear the mask.
McCrin.
You're going to be in the hospital.
What does the DOC have to say in about this?
Nothing. Nobody
should have a lot to say.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant his actual doctor.
No.
That was rude of you. You gave fans out there hope.
There's a remake that I might be interested to watch. That's a rare thing for me to say. That's a rare thing.
Straight back to Compton.
No.
South Park again.
Toxic Avengers being remade, which is a movie that should be remade. It should be, because that's one that you can make better.
God.
In every way, you can make it a little bit better.
Mops are going to be hard to find here soon.
Yes, they are. Man, I unfriended a girl on Facebook the other day because I saw where she was buying $100 worth of toilet paper. So I'm like, you know what? Get out of my life. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see you ever again.
Oh, you wipe too much. That's what I would have said.
She must have a big butt.
She's just getting, because there's a shortage coming again. People are out hoarding toilet paper again. I'm like, you're part of the problem, unfriend.
But do you?
Really, I unfriend people on Facebook for any excuse now. I just look for reasons.
Do they still limit you to 5,000 friends on Facebook?
Yeah, and I've unfriended about 1,000 people since I started this initiative.
So do you assume just by her posting that or whatever that it's her wanting to hoard it so she will be able to wipe with paper?
That's what she said.
Like she actually said that or a joke?
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Who's excited?
Oh, no. Fat boy interrupted me. Oh. I flipped him off. Or do you think she's buying it because down the road she'll be able to turn and burn it?
No, she said they're going to use it. It's for them.
See, I don't mind that as much, but I don't have a way.
At one time?
I don't. Well, again, they may have some kind of IBS thing. They're pooping so many times a day.
I mean, as far as I know, it's just two people in the household. Now, I bought 30 rolls at a time.
How big are their butts?
So this is like each of them buying 50 rolls at a time, which apparently I have a problem with that for some reason.
But again, from here,
when it comes to unfriending people on Facebook, I look for any excuse now.
Dude, there's always toilet paper here because toilet paper here sucks. Nobody would even take it.
There ain't much in here today. You can tell ain't nobody been in here for about 5 days. Somebody's been in here post-Thanksgiving dinner, a bunch apparently, but like the toilet paper's in short supply in that upstairs bathroom.
Yeah, you better off using notebook paper. Corporate toilet paper's awful.
It's about notebook paper. I like the college rolled toilet paper myself.
I like the holes in it so you put your fingers through.
I make my own.
He's a Scantron.
Yeah, the original Toxic Avenger came out in 1984. It was about a kid named Melvin, the mop boy at the health club. And then they play a prank on him. He falls into a vat of toxic waste, becomes a Toxic Avenger, New Jersey's first and only superhero.
What came first, this or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I think Turtles existed first in comic form, but not in TV or
movie.
The
old black
form.
And white comics?
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. I don't remember. I never read them. The darker Turtles.
Yes.
But Peter Dinklage has joined the cast of this. And that's
Tiny Shredder.
That's this is Toxic Avenger, not Turtles.
Oh.
he plays Splinter, though. Yeah. But so he's joined the cast, which makes me think this is going to be like a real movie. They're turning Toxic Avenger into like a real, legit movie with actual actors in it.
He's good.
He is. He's way better an actor than anyone who would have been anywhere near that first Toxic Avenger movie.
Oh, yeah.
If he were full size, would he be twice the actor that he is now? Something to think about.
Physically, yes.
He's great. Station Agent, great movie.
You want to do a couple birthdays?
Only if they're celebrities.
They are celebrity
birthdays.
We'll start with Sarah Silverman.
That's one I think we did, but I can't remember. Did we?
Interviewer?
Yeah, well, yeah. Seems not like make it. Love to her.
Seems like it.
I think we did.
I've always thought she was attractive.
She looks good naked.
She does. She does. I've always thought she's pretty hot.
I will say Sarah Silverman is 48?
46?
She's 50 today.
Damn, oh, wow. Holding up nicely.
How about everybody's favorite ball player from the Rockies in the 90s, Larry Walker?
Oh, man. He had a mullet.
Yeah, former Rocky, Expo, other teams.
Also, I'm a Patriot.
Cardinal.
Not New England, but of America, because I remember I liked Larry Walker, and then I found out he was Canadian, and I was like, mm-mm. Mm-hmm. You play for the Blue Jays.
Can't do it.
That's it.
He played for the Expos first, right?
Did he really?
Yeah, he played. I think he started out for a Canadian team.
He's like Galarraga. I'm going to say Larry Walker in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so.
Is he?
I think. Man, I'm not sure.
He's one of those tweeners.
He ought to be, just based
He's like a Caminetti.
He's on those Expos teams with Pedro, right? 94, 93.
Pedro Guerrero.
Martinez.
Oh, Pete, yeah. Yes, yes. Before you went to the Bo Sox.
Yeah, he's inducted in the Hall of Fame this year.
Okay.
Oh, you got to let Tim Salmon in.
Tim Salmon did. Man, Larry Walker carried a .313 career average. That's Hall of Fame number.
Tim Salmon, Rookie of the Year, and then
got a shirt named after him in a fish. That's pretty cool.
You say it right. I will say that, who is it? Melvin Nieves? Who is it?
I'm going to move on if you want to.
Larry Walker is 52.
54. We'll go from there to Charlene Tilton.
This is going to be one that's going to shock you. She was on a TV show playing a hot little teenager that I watched as a child. This is going to make me feel old, but I'm going to say she's 60. 60 years old, little Lucy Ewing.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know who she was at first. 62?
She is 62.
Damn.
Congratulations.
She didn't shoot JR, did she?
No.
I'm not going to spoil it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, God, yeah. You got to do that. I just watch it on Meat TV. Don't spoil it.
She didn't shoot JR because she was having an affair with a married college professor at the time. That was her alibi.
Oh. Uncle Jesse shot him.
Bette Midler, final birthday.
Bette Midler just referenced in earlier from a distance.
I don't have
the song, not the reference.
One of Fat Boy's favorites.
I'm bad on the birthday, though, man. I forget.
What's her full name? What is the bet? Is
Bethu.
It Elizabeth?
Bethu.
Bethu. I don't know. I'll
Bethu.
Look it up.
It's short for better. She's the better Midler.
Let's see.
Some say love. It is a river.
I knew her as an actress way before I did a singer.
She's good. Biatches?
She was, yeah. And
Stepford Wives remake?
She was named after Betty Davis.
Oh.
So that's her name is Bette.
Oh. It's Bethu.
I will say that Bette Midler is 75.
Seven.
She is 75.
Oh,
hey.
Man.
Who's the better fan?
Those are your Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to let Bette Midler take us to break. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Can I do it now? There we go.
Do what you want.
That's my favorite. That's my mantra. Some people go namaste. Some people go om. I go Gets me excited. It's not like Chris Rock straining to get one out. Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and interacted with the program. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Fat Boy, he's nodding yes.
Yep.
It is his turn to work that side of the wall. No, referring to the Brutally Honest Music Review. That's tomorrow. We'll have two bands that want to hear their music or have their music played on the radio and then brutally, honestly reviewed. So we'll do that tomorrow, as well as the re-premiere of today's Truth and Consequences, which the jury's still out on that one. The Rural Juror.
The Rural Jurors haven't reported yet.
And then tomorrow, episode 17 of After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast will debut. We tape that today.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to tell the ultimate backstage story.
Okay.
Ooh.
A lot of you have never been backstage. Let me tell you something. Nothing goes on.
Yeah, it's pretty boring usually.
But I got a story. So we're going to talk about that and all kind of stuff. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play. Text podcast to 72341. Get ready to work. Get ready to get rocked. Get ready for Fat Boy.
Throwing touchdowns.
At 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy, we'll go live at 6.
I'll be here, man. You can be here.
Plan on it.
All right.
Fat Boy?
I'm going to have some chili, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to live stream it.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. We'll see you back here tomorrow. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Bye, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.